News Radio 1500 AM.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Larry speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now here's your host,
Larry Allen. Talking a little
Larry
bit on the
Allen.
Industry side here this morning on Off the Shelf. I'll introduce my guest in just a minute. But as you know, recently we've talked about such issues as cybersecurity. We've been talking a little bit about GSA and the Alliant program. I want to mention upcoming GSA Expo coming up in early May in Orlando, Florida. If you're anywhere in the GSA world, this is an event you need to attend. And the coalition has absolutely no financial interest, nor does the station, as far as I know. We just think it's a very good event to attend, and I would recommend you checking it out on the gsa.gov website. It's the first week in May in Orlando, Florida. Over 10,000 of your customers and competitors, and you should check it out. If you're anywhere in the GSA arena, that's the place to be. We're talking this morning a little bit to the industry side on Off the Shelf. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking about the GovWin program and what that brings to this part of the government market. My guest in the studio today is Jeff White. Jeff is the vice president of GovWin, which is part of the Deltek group. Prior to joining Deltek, Jeff has been very entrepreneurial. Happy to have a true entrepreneur on the show this morning. His previous companies include Blue Canopy, a company that he started. Jeff White, welcome to Off the Shelf.
Thanks, Larry. Good morning.
It's great to have you on here. I want to talk about the GovWin program, but let's set it up a little bit, Jeff. And what I want to talk about principally now is small business participation. And small business participation is a really important issue in the federal market right now. It's always important, but even recently it's been getting a lot of attention from the Senate Small Business Committee that recently passed a bill that would enhance set-asides for some types of government contracts. Similarly, the Obama administration recently introduced a rule that would increase business opportunities for women-owned small businesses. Now comes the GovWin solution. How does this solution promote small business participation in the government market? And can you give us a little bit of an overview of how it kind of fits in with some of these things that are happening from the policy side?
Yeah, Larry, probably best to start a little bit about why GovWin exists. And as you mentioned earlier, I had my own small business government integrator called Blue Canopy and started that in 2001. And by any outside measure, you would say it was a great success story. Our lowest growth rate year was 98%, two Inc. awards, fastest growing company in America, et cetera, et cetera. But what we learned along the way was that things were much harder than it had to be for a small business doing business with the government. Particularly around items around teaming, getting on contracts, keeping your people billable. So all of those needs sort of formulated the solution that we originally called MySBX, and MySBX stood for My Small Business Exchange. And so just to give you a quick overview, a lot of folks have called us the eHarmony for, government's small business subcontracting. And while that's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, it's sort of apropos in terms of how it works. But at the heart of it is a engine that we've built that does a lot of prescriptive matching about things that we know about the government, things that we know about the prime landscape in terms of prime contractors, and then subcontractors, put all those things together, and we can do some very innovative kind of matching technologies and bringing parties together that would have otherwise never found each other.
So part of this was based on your experience as a small business entrepreneur, looking for ways to make it easier for businesses that followed in your footsteps to get into this market.
Right. That's absolutely right. Just trying to take some of the pains away that we felt when we were growing our company.
So as I mentioned, GovWin is now part of the Deltek company, and Deltek itself is already such a well-known brand name in government contracting. Jeff, what are you all seeking to achieve by adding the GovWin solution to the family of products?
Well, I think what happened very quickly is we became way more successful than we actually anticipated.
Yeah.
In 2 short years, we had over 10,000 companies that came to GovWin to start to do everything from teaming to finding the right partners and all the things we talked about in the marketplace. And very quickly, companies like Lockheed Martin, Serco, Khaki, and a lot of large integrators started to use us exclusively to find their small business partners and teaming and things like that. Well, Deltek has a long history of both sides of that equation, both serving the large companies and then also having about 9,000 small business customers. And what made very quick sense to them was, here's a platform that serves both of their market leader market segments in a way that technology hasn't been done before. And they just thought that wouldn't that be interesting to start to bring both of their customer sets together. And so it became a natural fit. Oddly enough, when we launched the company in May of 2008, actually, we launched it at Deltek's Insight Conference.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So I mean, it is, for those who don't know about it, it is probably the single largest gathering of government contractors, I think, that you'll ever find in one spot. And, you know, we had 4,000 companies there, and they helped us get what at the time was called MySPX, or helped us get GovWin launched. And it just took off from there.
Well, it's kind of an interesting point that you mentioned about the initial attractiveness, and I want to talk a little bit more about that later in the show to large businesses. But one of the things I found in our own side of the business is that anytime you do an event for smaller firms, you really instantly attract attention from larger businesses, don't you?
Right.
There really is a very strong interest, even from established large companies, to try and find that next best small business partner.
Well, I think you said it right. Policy changes, market changes, companies are finding themselves in places they didn't find themselves before. The best teaming partners that you had yesterday may not be the best teaming partners of tomorrow. I know when I had my small company, we had very great customer relationships with very specific customer sets, mostly a lot of three-letter agencies and other things. And we were the Horton, the here's a who. We were trying to get noticed by anybody and everybody and struggled with how to do that. So if you've ever done business with a company like Lockheed Martin, when you're a small company, you don't even know how to knock on the door.
Right.
So there was just it's a lot of inefficiencies in the marketplace that if you can bring them all together and do it in interesting ways, people will come.
So does this marketing now, this marriage rather between GovWin and Deltek, does this represent a diversity for Deltek? Is it something that people would kind of look at as a natural follow-on to a solution they would provide, or is it something a little different?
That's a good question. In one sense, it's more of the same, but yet everything different. So you would argue that it's more of the same in terms of is Deltek has always been an industry leader in the government space. They are what I would call a gold-plated solution for the products and things that they do. What better fit than to have another innovative solution come to bear for Deltek in this market? And yet, it's never been done before in terms of if you think of Deltek as being enterprise-class software to help government contractors and others do their business in a project-run way. It's some complete departure from those kind of things. So it's very interesting.
Excellent. I want to come back and talk a little bit more about the GovWin solution, particularly from the vantage point of both a small and large business. My guest today in the studio is Jeff White. Jeff is the Vice President of GovWin for Deltek. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Every government agency has a distinct mission, yet they all share a common vision: to better serve the American people. And it's been the determination of every federal employee that's made this vision a reality and our country what it is today. The strategy and technology consultants of Booz Allen Hamilton are proud to have helped government clients meet their missions, and prouder still to continue providing support. Today, Booz Allen's 20,000 dedicated professionals have the expertise, the experience, and the solutions to help you continue adapting to ever-changing public service pressures while achieving your goals. So whether you're responding to today's demands or looking beyond the horizon, count on Booz Allen to help you be ready for what's next. Booz Allen Hamilton, delivering results that endure. BoozAllen.com. That's BoozAllen.com.
And welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, your host here every Tuesday at this exact time on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, where we bring you the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. I did not do what I usually do at the top of the show, and that is remind you that we always seek your feedback here on Off the Shelf. If you have a subject that you'd like to see us cover, a guest you'd like to see us interview, a question for my guest today, or even for me, we do have an email address here at the station. You can drop us a line anytime. It's offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. That's offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. We always appreciate your feedback. You would, in fact, be surprised about some of the feedback we get here on Off the Shelf, but all of it is, in fact, welcome. And no, I'm actually not available for weddings and bar mitzvahs, although some people have, in fact, asked that question. We're talking today to Jeff White. Jeff is the Vice President for GovWin with Deltek. GovWin is a small and large business eHarmony-type solution, as Jeff explained to us in that first segment. And we're going to talk a little bit this segment about what GovWin means for you, whether you're a large business or small firm. So, Jeff White, we came out of that last segment talking a little bit about how GovWin fits into the Deltek family of offerings, and some people think it's a new and innovative, some people think it's a follow-on, but let's talk about it from a practical standpoint. I'm a large business, an established federal contractor. I have my small business passel of participating companies. Why might I be interested in GovWin? What is it offering me that I might not already have?
Fantastic question, Larry. I think if you look at some of the largest companies and some of our largest customers, and take Lockheed Martin, I mean, Lockheed Martin does not need more small businesses, and
right.
They have 150,000, you know, types of suppliers that they've worked with over the years. It's more about demonstrating to their customer sets that A, they're serious about small business. B, they're serious about small business in terms of discovery, forming the best of breed teams, doing it in a convenient way, assembling the best teams in a rapid fashion that address the missions of their customers, at the same time still hitting their small business goals and other things, but doing all that in an environment that's both A, convenient, B, it's very rapid response. So one of the natural affinities that we have developed over this is a task order management tool, if you will. So we can take everything from the inception of a task order all the way to rapid team formation, actually looking at match scores and the best possible winning teams that exist both A, in their teaming centers, and B, in the marketplace, allowing those teams to come together very quickly, formulation of task orders, and carrying it through total end-to-end workflow. It's things that were historically done from spreadsheets, antiquated software things, custom-built homegrown solutions, if you will, email, and just totally applying a layer of innovation to very fragmented steps and broken processes.
So, in fact, it's a little bit more than a matchmaking system. It is something that can be used after the match is made to manage the relationship, identify strengths, follow-on opportunities, kind of a start-to-finish type of solution for larger companies that are looking to identify and work with small business subs.
Right. I'll give you one anecdotal example. The largest Alliant award winner today uses our task order management tool, and they will tell you that one of the things that we have allowed them to do is both A, formulate bid, no bid decisions very rapidly based upon positioning for the task order. So very instantly, if I could go back to the eHarmony example, imagine being able to, with great degrees of specificity, identify the right partner and then know where those partners exist, so that opportunities that you may have passed on before, suddenly now you will have turned a no-bid decision into a bid decision and actually formulate the right team very quickly. So it's using all the matching algorithms to handle those things.
Right, and so some opportunities for you not just to use the system to check off the box, but to actually grow some business for your firm. All right, let's switch sides now and talk a little bit about this from the small business perspective. Your recent experience has been as a small business government contractor entrepreneur, and at the outset of the program, you talked about setting this program up to make things a little bit easier for small businesses to gain visibility. I am a small business. I have scarce resources and time. I'm looking to crack into this marketplace. What does GovWin offer me, and why should I take a look at it?
Well, and it's one of those things where I think small businesses are heavily, heavily burdened in terms of things they have to do in order to win business. So I know me, I was always frustrated every time I'd go to work on bids and do teaming and other things, having to write PPQs over 100 different times and having to say the same thing 1,000 different times in 1,000 different ways. Imagine a world now where you're actually being brought to you real-time opportunities that are an exact fit to what your company can do, both on the quals and capability side, and it's real revenue. It's not just task work. It's not just work that's going to happen months and months out. This is real opportunities that exist today. And one of these things that we do is something called a match alert. So a match alert is an opportunity that either A, is generated from one of our prime contractors that we have in our network, or B, some other small business that actually could use their services, that is very prescriptively and proactively matched based upon what we know about you as a company. Each one of those opportunities we call a match alert, and we're averaging about 3,000 a week.
That, wow, how about that?
Yeah, that's just sending exactly real-time opportunities to companies that they never would have access to before. And it's all done without them doing anything. I know time is a commodity that we're all given equal amounts of, and as a small business, you never have enough of it. And so it seems like, wouldn't it be great if there was a way to just send me the things that are relevant and recent and opportunities for me versus giving me the whole world of an ocean to try to go fish in?
Yeah, for example, one of the things I always talk about when I'm teaching a class, especially to small businesses, is that small businesses, I think, sometimes tend to look at the smorgasbord of government procurement opportunities and try to say yes to all of them. And that's kind of a recipe for disaster. Whether you're a large or small business, you can't be everywhere at once. So in a sense, your system really helps identify real actionable opportunities that can help a company focus its time a little bit better and not have such a shotgun approach.
Well, that's 100% right. I mean, one of the things they always tell small businesses, and I'm sure you teach your classes the same, is figure out what you do, pick out your best capabilities and competencies and do them better than anybody else and ignore the rest. I know I as a small business, we tried to do that, and we always went out hunting elephants with elephant guns and shot the first squirrel that we saw, which is interesting, but it doesn't feed very long.
Right.
So we actually bring the elephants to them, the elephants that exactly matches that their guns are going after with. And I will tell you, Lockheed says that their average time it takes to get a subcontract at Lockheed is 18 months from the first time you knock on their door. We've done as little as 2 days.
How about that? So that's a very good win ratio. We're talking this half hour to Jeff White. Jeff is the vice president of GovWin, part of the Deltek group. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more to Jeff about the current state of the federal market. I think you're going to be interested in what he has to say from his years of experience as a business entrepreneur here. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
What do successful small, medium, and large federal contractors, including two-thirds of the top 100, have in common? Membership in the Coalition for Government Procurement. Successful federal contractors know they get the information edge they need on developing acquisition trends and an effective voice to protect their interests from coalition membership. For nearly 30 years, the coalition's been the trusted voice of industry, working with federal officials to promote common sense procurement. Know what the best know. Join the coalition today to protect and grow your company's business. Contact the coalition at 202-331-0975 or visit their website at thecgp.org. That's 202-331-0975 or thecgp.org. Don't be left wondering what will happen to your federal business in 2009. Contact the Coalition today.
And welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, and your host here on Tuesdays on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, where here on Off the Shelf, we bring you, the listener from government and industry, the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. I mentioned the GSA Expo at the top of this show coming up in May. If you're in the GSA arena, that is a place that you want to be in the first part of May. Check out the GSA website at gsa.gov. I would also be derelict in my duty if I didn't point out the coalition's own spring conference. Invited guests include Martha Johnson, GSA administrator, as well as the Deputy Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner, Steve Kempf, talking about the latest developments in the GSA schedules world. Check out everything you need to know about the coalition, including the spring conference, at thecgp.org. That's thecgp.org, and it'll get you set up with everything. We are talking this half hour to Jeff White. Jeff is the Vice President of GovWin for the Dell Tech Group. GovWin, a small, large business matchmaking tool. We talked that last segment about what that means for you, whether you're a large or small business, and it was kind of an impressive discussion. Jeff, now I want to tap into your knowledge as somebody who has been part of the federal market for a number of years, seen it from the status of your own companies that you've worked on. Give us a sense of your overview of the current state of the federal market now. What is the current opportunity here, whether you're a business that's small or large?
That's a great question. I could probably tell more things about what not to do than
what to do. Just as important sometimes.
It is indeed. I think particularly those who are in this area, the federal marketplace is a market that's too big to be ignored, but also it's one that it is filled with a lot of challenges. It's the pot of gold that always seems to be right at your fingertips, and yet everything keeps moving to the right. And I'm not sure about your listeners, but I know we've seen more and more things move to the right, large procurements that are continually to get delayed. It seems to be the age of protests. And so it's filled with a lot of challenges, actually. Yet the market is one that I think is, if given the right focus, sticking to your competencies, knowing your relationships and those that you can do business with and trust, it's one that's too big to be ignored.
So a good market, even though it has its challenges, and it's kind of interesting if you followed the market over the last several years, cyclical. You mentioned that we're now back to a market of protests, which probably 10, 12 years ago was not the case. But if you looked at it 25 years ago, certainly was the case. So if you stick around in this market or any place else, you come right back around to where you've been. Are there growth opportunities in this market, Jeff? I mean, we know that there is some tight discretionary spending out there, but there are opportunities out there for people to go after business. There is some new business coming out. What would you say are some of the growth opportunities?
Well, Larry, I think you said it right. It's we always liken it to a balloon, and you can squeeze one area, but it pops out in others. I think a lot of companies, which goes back to our earlier discussion, are finding themselves in areas where they didn't find themselves before. Contracts and platform builds and other things in the DoD are now being replaced with civilian spend, large convenient contracts and other things. So the way you did business before may or may not be as successful as it was in the past. Certainly we've seen a lot of cut down in DoD. We're observing a lot in terms of the platform spends and what those represent to a lot of the large manufacturers and how they're now looking to put more impetus into their civilian programs, education, healthcare. The president's agenda starts to flow down where those opportunities are going to be uncovered. And if you look at where the balloon's being squeezed, I certainly think that healthcare and education are going to be some of the areas that we're seeing very rapid growth in.
So there are some opportunities, but as you point out, as a net overall, we're maybe seeing a market of static to slow growth. Now, I want to tap into some of your knowledge for the benefit of our listeners. What is some of the essential knowledge a government contractor needs to succeed in the current environment? And is that different information from what they needed just, say, 5 years ago?
Well, you know, one of the benefits of being part of Dell Tech now is we get access to some great industry insight. And I think Dell Tech just completed one of the largest industry surveys of government contractors ever done. And looking at those results that were released in November, one big thematic that jumped out at me was companies are tending to bid more. It is the age of rapid response and task orders and other things. But so being selective about what to bid and what not to bid is becoming equally as paramount as actually things like win rates and other things. So picking your battles very wisely in terms of how it actually builds core competencies, how it reinforces what the vision is of the companies, and whether I think that's true whether you're big or small. It's particularly important if you're small. You will waste more time as a small company trying to be a mile wide and an inch deep that you ever will imagine. And saying no is the second best answer. Just get there fast.
Right? Very good. Hey, what one piece of advice would you give a small business today in order to try and get some exposure into the market, whether they were going to be a subcontractor or try for a prime opportunity? And I realize the answer might be different depending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head, actually. When I had my business, we didn't win our first five prime contract until year four in our business. Patience is a virtue that is very hard to come by in entrepreneurial companies where decision velocity is instantaneous. But at the end of the day, it's about building quals. It's about building capabilities. It's about specializing and becoming that known entity into the prime contractor landscape. I promise you, their revenue is green. It will add coffers, fuel to the engines, if you will, of your small company. So be very patient about trying to go after and win prime contracts until you're ready. And, you know, pick your very favorite big brothers. I know when I was growing my company, we had one company that became our big brother who sponsored us for our facility clearance. We entered into a mentor protege program, and it really gave us the footing to stand on our own. And to this day, they still remain, that company, Blue Canopy, their best business partners. So, you know, small business subcontracting is not a bad angle. You don't need to worry about winning prime contracts right away. Just be very patient.
So getting those exposure, improving yourself to a larger business, building your qualifications, as you said, also subcontracting, sometimes called earn while you learn, and then a good way to go to build yourself up. So maybe if you're a small business, the first five people you need to talk to are not end-use buyers, rather, but perhaps contractors.
Well, I 100% agree to that. You still maintain great relationships with the small business offices and the agencies. They can point you to the primes, but absolutely right, Larry.
Very good. Well, Jeff White, Vice President for GovWin of Deltek, I want to thank you so much for being my guest here on Off the Shelf today. I really appreciate your insights and expertise.
Thank you.
Look forward to having you back at some point in the later date. I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in to us this half hour. I'm Larry Allen. Join us again next week on Off the Shelf, where we bring you the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.
Looking for usable news and information that helps you do your job? Tune in to In-Depth with Francis Rose every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Francis explores the relationship between agencies and Congress by taking you to the hearing rooms on Capitol Hill and asking questions of federal decision makers and experts. You'll get a firsthand look at how Congress affects your agency's personnel, funding, and oversight. In-Depth also looks at the relationship between agencies and contractors, companies that do billions of dollars of business with the federal government, talk about the work they're doing for agencies, the work they're bidding on, and the work they didn't get. And In-Depth will help you be a better manager. Francis talks to authors, scholars, and managerial experts about managing projects, managing your workforce, and managing yourself. In-Depth with Francis Rose, every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The Daily Debrief with Chris Dorobek and Amy Morris on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The news you need for your federal career in plain language. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 only on Federal News.